Rumpole and the Angel of Death by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace. Rumpole and the Model Prisoner. Quintus Blake Kirby here, and the staff cordially invite Horace Rumpole Esquire to our performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare, 15th of September at 7 p.m. sharp. Entry by invitation only. Proof of identity will be required. RSVP. The Governor's Office. Worsfield Prison. Worsfield. Bucks. I had been to Worsfield Jail regularly over the years, and never without breathing a sigh of relief and gulping in all the fresh air available, after the last screw had turned the last lock and released me from custody. I never thought of going there to explore the magical charm of a wood near Athens. "Hilda," I said, taking a swig of rapidly cooling coffee and lining myself up for a quick dash to the underground. "Can you prove your identity? Is that meant to be funny, Rumpole?" Hilda was deep in the Daily Telegraph and unamused. "I mean, if you can satisfy the authorities, you're really she who, I mean..." Here I corrected myself hastily. "That you are my wife. I'll try for another ticket and we can go to the theatre together." "What's come over you, Rumpo? We haven't been to the theatre together for 3 years. Or whenever Claude last dragged you to the opera." "Well, then it's about time," I said. "We went to the Dream."
"Which Dream?"
"The Midsummer Night's one."
"Where is it?"
Hilda seemed prepared to put her toe in the water. The royal...